Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Every time that we are in the house of the Lord, it is not only an opportunity to give praise to your name, but also to hear your word, and we give you the glory. We give you the praise this morning, and we thank you. And Lord, we know that your word, every time that you give the word, it always brings light into our lives. And may we receive that light this morning to the glory of your name, in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Let's put our hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Come on, somebody. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Well, you know, this morning, Jesus says yes. You know, so if Jesus says yes, hello? So that's what we're going to talk about for just a few minutes. And I want to start here in Mark chapter 10. Jesus says yes. Mark chapter 10, and I'm going to read starting at verse 46. And they came to Jericho, and as they went out of Jericho with his disciples, Jesus, he went out with his disciples, there was a great multitude of people. And there was also a man, his name was Bartimaeus. He was blind. He was the son of Timaeus. He sat by the wayside begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Now you've heard me preach on this text, that the cry for mercy always magnetizes the Lord. That is a prayer that he cannot turn away from. That's a prayer, a call for mercy. And many of the people that were around, they charged the man that he should boldly speak. But he cried out the more a great deal, saying, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Everybody said no to this man. Everybody, even the disciples, told him, shut up. And they told him no. But Jesus said yes. And Jesus stood still when he heard the man's cry for mercy. See, mercy cry always magnetizes Jesus. He stood still and he commanded him to be called. And when they called the blind man, they said unto him, be of good comfort. He's calling for thee. So he casting away his garments and so forth, he arose and he came to Jesus. And when Jesus, you know, saw him, he answered and said, what would thou that I should do unto thee? And the man said, Lord, that I may, you know, receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole. And immediately. Now that's immediately. I love that word in the scriptures. All the miracles of God. Immediately. He received his sight. And he followed Jesus in the way. Now, all the people, because of this man's, this man was despised. He was a beggar. You know, he was blind and nobody really cared too much about it, you know, and he was actually making noise. So the people said, no, shut up. The man, he cried the more, but Jesus said yes. Hallelujah, somebody. When people say no, Jesus says yes. But once Jesus has said yes, nobody else can say no. It doesn't even matter if they try to say no. Their no is null and void. Amen. Jesus said in the book of Revelation chapter 3 and verse 7, I have the key of David. And when I open, no man can shut. And when I close, no man can open. Now, there are some things that God has opened for you and there is no one that can shut what God has opened for you. God has opened for you the door of blessing. God has opened for you the door of peace and tranquility. And no one can shut that door. God has called you above. And no one can call you beneath. God has called you blessed and highly favored. And no one can say otherwise. Blessed be the name of Jesus. There's a story here in the book of Numbers, chapter 23. And there was a man by the name of Balaam. He was a prophet. He heard from God. But there was also a king on the other side whose name was Balak that was trying to bring a curse upon the children of Israel. So he hired this man Balaam and told him to bring a curse on the people of God. Well, he offered Balaam enough money, although Balaam knew differently, but because this man offered him enough money, he kept bugging the Lord whether he should do it. You know, so finally, you know, the Lord said, well, you know, and the man, you know, kept offering him more, you know, more promotion and so forth like that. You know, and you know, he was minded to curse the people of the Lord just because of the money and everything, you know, that this King Balak was offering him. But listen to this in Numbers chapter 23. And let me just read a couple of verses here, verses 19 and 20 of Numbers chapter 23. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? And hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and I cannot reverse it. He found out that when the people of God have already been blessed by God, he cannot bring a curse to them. Amen. Praise God. Now, is there somebody in the house that is blessed? Are you blessed? Well, you don't sound very sure. Are you blessed of the Lord? Well, let me tell you and remind you of some scriptures that show you that you are blessed of the Lord. In Genesis chapter 1, going back to the beginning, when God created man in his image, the first words out of his mouth to the man, the first benediction that God said, and well, you can call it a blessing, you can also call it a benediction, you can call it a pronunciation, you can call it anything you want, but the Bible calls it a blessing. He said, God bless them in verse 28. And God said unto them, be fruitful. That's the first thing that came out of his mouth. That means, you know, you are blessed. Be fruitful and multiply. That means increase. That means break forth on the left and break forth on the right. That was the first thing out of his mouth. And that's the way he intended it to be. Be fruitful and multiply. Replenish the earth and subdue it, told them. Hallelujah, somebody. So that's what you should be doing. You know, you should remind yourself that I have received this commandment of the Lord. Jesus himself said it. He said, look, you know, no man takes my life from me. I lay down willingly and I will pick it up again. This commandment I have received of the Lord, you know, of my Father. So you can also say, look, I am blessed and I'm highly favored. I will increase and I will multiply. And I will subdue every situation that is against me. Through my God, I will do valiantly. For he it is that will subdue my enemies under me. This commandment to increase and to multiply, to be fruitful and to subdue the earth. This commandment I have received of the Lord. Can you say, praise ye the name of the Lord? And if you believe that, so it will be unto you. Amen. Praise God. Now let's read a couple of verses here just to remind you that you are blessed. In the book of Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. You know, we are told that God has blessed us tremendously. So let's hear it straight out of the Bible here. Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He has already blessed us, the Bible says. You know, so not just that we are going to be blessed, but God has already blessed us. Amen? Amen, people. If you believe that God has already blessed you, then you need to affirm the same for yourself all the time. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9. He says, we are called, you know, we should not render evil for evil, railing for railing, but contrarywise blessing, knowing that thereunto ye are called, that ye should inherit a blessing. So God has called you to inherit a blessing. And, you know, to make assurances doubly sure, God confirmed this blessing with an oath to Abraham. And here is how he put it in Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 13. You know, God willing more, you know, abundantly to show the steadfastness of his promise to Abraham, you know, and we are children of Abraham by faith, he confirmed it with an oath. And the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 13, that when God made promise to Abraham because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely, blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply you. So that is what God said. He made that blessing, and he swore by an oath, and he confirmed it by this oath to Abraham, our father, and we are children of Abraham by faith, and we receive the same. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Now, when Jesus says yes, come on, somebody. In the book of Romans, chapter 8 and verse 31, he said, if God be for us, in other words, if God has said yes, who can be against us? In fact, in the book of Psalm 27, the psalmist said, the Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? I am the Lord's. I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. It says in another place, I am the Lord's, and the Lord is mine. And the Lord is with me, and I will not be afraid. Say, what shall I fear? What can man do unto me? The Lord is on my side. Jesus has said yes. Nobody can say no. Hallelujah! Now let me read some of the promises that Jesus said yes for you in your life. Praise God. Now turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 28 and let's see some of the blessings that Jesus said yes will come to you in your life. Now let me tell you this too. When Jesus says that you are blessed, nobody can say you are cursed. Amen. When Jesus said you are healed, no doctor can say you will die of that disease. Hallelujah, somebody. And when Jesus said, you are, he said, Jesus said, I see you married already. Nobody can say you will be single the rest of your life. Hallelujah, somebody. Praise God. And when Jesus said, I see that you are fruitful and having children, nobody can say you'll be barren. Amen, somebody. Praise God. You know, one time, I was in Tanzania a couple of years ago, and we got in there, and the first night or so, I saw this lady, and, you know, we went for the crusade, as you, some of you may remember, and I saw this lady, and she was pregnant, you know, and she had been pregnant for 11 and a half months, this lady was. Some of you may have heard me tell this story, but she was pregnant for 11 and a half years, I mean months. 11 and a half months, excuse me. And the witch doctors have told her no. That she will not have that baby. She will not have a miscarriage. But she will not have the baby. She will carry that heavy pregnancy all the rest of her life. Oh yeah, they do that kind of stuff over there. You know, so well, you know. And Jesus came upon the scene. Hallelujah, somebody. Jesus said, you will have that baby. Amen. Praise God. You know, and we said to the lady, look, you will have this baby, of course, speaking through an interpreter, because they didn't speak English. You will have this baby before we leave this meeting. Hallelujah, somebody. Because it was only an 8-day meeting. Well, on the last day of the meeting, we had a conference meeting in the mornings with pastors. There was a bunch of about 50 pastors and so on. And then we had the crusades in the evening. So I was teaching in the morning seminars with the pastors. And then somebody slipped me a note. You know, and that was the last day we were going to have the crusade in the evening, and that would be it. We're done. And somebody slipped me a note that that lady came back that morning. Hallelujah. And of course, everybody knew that woman in that village and so forth, you know, because she had carried that pregnancy. They had bound her and told her, you know, and there was joy in the land. And we said, when Jesus says yes, nobody can tell you no. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh, yes. And there are some of you sitting in here, and the devil tells you no, you know, tells you no. You heard me preach this story. I preached it in January, I believe it was 2010. In January, the first Sunday of that year, I preached on, God setting a table before you in the presence of your enemies. You know, and this story is in the book of Esther, chapters 3 to 8. And there was this man called Haman who said no to the children of Israel, that he was going to destroy them all. And he planned all kinds of things. I don't have time to go into that story this morning. But Jesus said, yes, these children of Israel will be here. They will prosper and they will survive. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. And of course, it turned out that all the schemes of this man, you know, came upon his own head. And at the end, you know, he was the one that was destroyed. The children of people were promoted. The children of God were promoted, and they were, you know, they inherited, I mean, God's blessings and protection. Amen.
Amen.
Praise ye the name of the Lord. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, let me read some of the things that God has said that he will bless you with. And of course, this all comes to pass for you if you diligently hearken to the voice of his word. Now, all these things, these blessings you can have, because Jesus has said yes to them for you. In Christ, all the promises of God are yea and amen. Amen?
Amen.
They are not maybe, they are not perhaps, they are not if, what, and so on. All the promises of God are yea and amen in Christ. And it shall come to pass, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all his commandments which are commanded this day, it has come to pass that the Lord, Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 1, will set you on high above all nations of the earth. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And all these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee. You know, blessed shall thou be in the city, and blessed shall thou be in the field. Now, when God calls you blessed, not even the economy can tell you otherwise. Amen. Hallelujah, somebody. Well, if you believe it, you can enjoy it. Amen. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and all the things. Look at even the works of your hands, the fruit of your cattle, the sheep, and all of these things will be blessed. Blessed shall be your basket. Oh my goodness, that means, you know, it's kind of like your storehouse. It means like your bank account will be blessed too.
Amen.
Amen. Blessed will thou be when you come in, and blessed will thou be when you go out. And the Lord shall cause your enemies that rise up against you to be smitten before you. They shall come against you one way, but they shall flee seven different ways.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the Lord shall command a blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and everything that you set your hand unto, he shall bless you in the land that God has put you in. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. God has called you blessed. Nobody can tell you otherwise. And God has called you a holy people. Hallelujah. Don't let the enemy make you otherwise. You are a holy nation. You are a very peculiar people. You are a generation of priests. You are a generation of kings. Hallelujah, somebody. How many of you know that you are a generation of kings? Hallelujah. Because the Bible does not call Jesus the King of Kings for no reason. That's the King of Kings. Hallelujah. He's not a king of dead kings. God is not a God of the dead. Amen. Even Bible said, Jesus said himself, that God is not a God of the dead. Inasmuch as you are wondering whether there is resurrection of the dead, he told the Sadducees, you know, God called himself God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob. And he is not a God of the dead. I like that logic. Amen. I want to tell you today also that Jesus Christ is called King of Kings. And Jesus is not a king of the dead. And there are dead kings in the world. You know, they are walking corpses. They are dead. No, Jesus is the King of Saints. And ye are the kings of whom Jesus is King. Amen. Blessed be the name of Jesus. You can read all about that in Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 will tell you that he has made us kings and priests unto our God. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So God will bless you with all these things. And he shall make you, listen to this, the Lord shall make thee to be plenteous. This is verse 11 of 28, chapter of Deuteronomy. Plenteous in goods and in all things and so forth like that. You know, verse 12, the Lord shall open unto you his good treasure, the heaven to give rain and so forth for your land. And all the season, the Lord will bless the work of your hands and he will make you to be a lender and not a borrower. Hallelujah, somebody. Don't let the credit system make you a borrower when God has said that you are a lender. You are working against God. Amen. I got silent in here. You know, I'm going to ask some of you to turn in your credit cards. Give them to me. I'll cut it up with a pair of scissors. Save you a bunch of grief. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. You don't need that, you know, because God has called you blessed. He has called you to be a lender and not a borrower. Amen. Hallelujah, somebody. You know, and listen to this. God shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only and never beneath. Now, this is what God said concerning you. So I'll tell you something. Those of you who are students here, I don't care what subject is giving you a problem. God said you are above and not beneath. And nobody else, no subject can tell you otherwise. You stand in the promise of God. And you believe God and God will illuminate your mind. Amen. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now so many precious promises that God has blessed us with. You know, I tell you what, you know, not even the government can say no. Hallelujah, somebody. I don't care who they are. I love this country, you know. I love the United States. It's a beautiful place, you know. But I tell you what, not even the government of the United States can say no to you when Jesus has said yes. Amen. Praise God. You know, and I know of a case of a young man that's looking, you know, for a visa just lately, you know, and the devil wanted to say no, but Jesus already said yes. And sure enough, he got it. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. When Jesus has said yes, nobody can say no. I want us to stand to our feet this morning. I cut this message short on account of time, but I think you get the gist of it. You know, there are many more scriptures that I have here, but I'm not going to read them. I don't have time this morning. But what I want to do is this. I'm going to ask the praise team to come on up again and help me with this song. We're going to sing this song that says, when Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. And I want everybody to affirm this for yourself. I want you to say to yourself that Jesus has called me blessed. And Jesus has called me highly favored. And the devil cannot say otherwise. Amen. I want you to say, if you are facing sickness or disease or any kind of health challenge, I want you to say that God has called me healed. Amen, somebody? And no devil, no sickness, no doctor can say otherwise. We love doctors. I love the medical profession. They do a wonderful job. And, you know, God bless their hearts. They do all they can to help the people. But they can only go so far, you know. But Jesus is the great healer. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Jesus has said yes, nobody can say no. And I want to, you know, if there's anybody in here that you believe that Jesus has said yes, the enemy told you no, but Jesus said yes, and you have received that yes in your life, when we begin to sing this song, I want you to come. I'm not going to pray, but I want you to come out here, and I want you to give the praise and the glory to Jesus. Now, something that nobody else could do for you, something that the people say, aha, aha, you couldn't have. But Jesus said, yes. And if that's you in here this morning, and you know that Jesus already said yes to you, and when the devil said no, Jesus said yes, and you are in here this morning, and you got that testimony of that yes, then I want you out here to give praise to the name of the Lord. I want to see you out here. When the devil tells you that you will die of a sickness and a disease, and the enemy says he's going to put you in the grave, but Jesus said yes to you, I want to see you out here to give praise to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, the devil told you that you're going to have lupus and you will die. But Jesus said no. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I've given you life and life abundantly. I want to see you here. The devil said you won't have that baby. But today you are carrying that baby because Jesus said yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah, somebody. And some of you in here also, the devil said, look, you know, I myself standing up here some years ago, the devil said, you know, he said he's going to put me in the grave. But Jesus said, I have given you life in abundance. Yeah. Hallelujah! Yeah. The devil, he took his best shot. Amen. And he couldn't do it. Praise God. Until this day, he still cannot do it. Yeah. Hallelujah, somebody. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Bible says the Lord is my glory and God lifted up of my head. Hallelujah. God has lifted my head. And if there's some of you in here this morning, you know, even the devil, you know, he's tried all kinds of things, you know, even your marriage or whatever and so forth, you know. When the devil said no, Jesus said yes. And there may be some of you that the enemy is still saying no to you. I want you to come and dance the war dance. You know, oh, I got some Cherokee in my blood. Well, whatever that is. You know, I don't know if you guys know those. You know, I got, you know, and they can dance before the battle. They can dance that. You know, Jehoshaphat, he had that kind of blood in him. Hallelujah, somebody. They knew how to dance. They can dance, you know, dance that song around, you know, before the battle. You know, and as they are dancing, they get the victory. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, so if that's you this morning, I want you to come out here and let's push it back to the devil's face. Hallelujah. When Jesus said no, the devil cannot say yes. Hallelujah. Oh yeah, I purposely said it that way because there are some things that Jesus has said no to. Hallelujah. Because the devil said, you know, I'm going to make you, I'm going to kill you. Jesus said no. Right. Amen? Yes. That's right. Jesus said, when I close a door, I close that door of sickness and disease and barrenness. Yes. I close that door of failure. Yes. When Jesus said no to that, the devil cannot say yes. But when Jesus also says yes, the devil and nobody can say no. Hallelujah, somebody. Praise God. So when Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. Jesus says yes, nobody can say. When Jesus says yes, nobody can say. Jesus has said yes, nobody can say. When Jesus says yes, Chapter 1, don't go away, stay right here. There was a man that came to Jesus in verse 40 of Mark chapter 1, and he said to the Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus was moved with compassion, and he put forth his hand and said unto him, I will. Hallelujah. That is always his answer. His answer is yes. Hallelujah. Yes. And he told the man, be thou clean. And immediately, oh my, I love that. And the man was clean. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the Lord is good. Listen to this in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 20. For all the promises of God. Now that's not some. That's not 50%. Amen. Amen. That's all the promises of God are in Him. That's in Christ. Yea. And in Him. Amen. To the glory of God by us. That's all of God's promises. Blessed be the name of Jesus. I want you to lift your hands. I want you to pray and praise the name of the Lord and thank Him for saying yes. Hallelujah. And I am going to share this vision with you. It's a revelation that the Lord showed me some years ago, and I think I've shared it in this church maybe once or twice. And I saw that devil. He took out a contract on some. And as he began to write your name on the contract, I was looking, but I couldn't see anything written. I kept looking. He would write, but the thing was, you know, just obliterated. He would write, and the thing was just, it was kind of like just this and all. And then he would write. And I said, what does this mean? Of course, I knew what it meant, but the Lord said, null and void. He said, void where prohibited by law. In fact, you know, in the states of Arizona and other places, they will tell you that, you know, any contract you take out, well, it's okay as long as it's okay by the law. But it is void where it is prohibited by law. Doesn't matter what you sign. If it is prohibited by law, that contract is null and void. Well, every contract that the enemy has taken out on you is null and is void and is prohibited by the law of liberty. The law of liberty, where God has made you free. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh, and if you are in here this morning and you say, well, you know, yeah, I know he has said yes. But I haven't really seen the yes. Well, you keep saying yes. You keep saying yes. Because God has said yes for you. God has called you above. Don't put yourself beneath. God has bought you with a price. Be ye not the servants of men. Hallelujah, somebody. God has made you head. Don't make yourself tail. And don't listen to any suggestion of the devil otherwise. God has called you blessed and highly favored. Amen. And so you are. Thank you, Jesus. So you continue to claim that promise and it will be yours. Amen. And here's something that you can do also. You can thank him for the things that he has already done. Hallelujah. So I want you to say with me today, oh Lord, I am very, very grateful for all you have done for me. Oh Lord, I am very, very grateful. And I say thank you, Jesus. Brother James, come on, help us. Oh Lord, I am very, very grateful for all you have done for me. Oh Lord, I am very, very grateful. And I say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh Lord, I am very, very grateful for all you have done for me. Come on now, oh Lord, I'm very, very grateful. Help me, help me. I don't know about you, but you know, in my family, I am so grateful. I mean, everyone in my family has been tested, you know, sometimes through the valley of the shadow of death. But we are still here today. Hallelujah, somebody. Praise God. You know, God is good. Amen. And you know, I love to rub it in to the devil and say, well, you took your best shot, you know, but you couldn't do it. Amen. Praise God. God, through our Lord Jesus Christ, has made us to be more than conquerors. More than conquerors. He has said yes to me. Everything I do, Jesus said yes. Jesus said, I will have good success in everything that I lay my hands to do. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And everything that is negative in my life, Jesus said, I have closed that door. And no man can open it again. Amen, somebody. Say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's lift up our hands and thank him again for all that he has done. For all that he has done. For all that he has done. Lord, we are so thankful. We are so grateful, Lord, for all that you have done. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because you have said yes. Even when, listen, people, if nobody else believes in you, Jesus says yes to you. Amen. Hallelujah, somebody. Amen. That's right. And this is the confidence that we have. You know, that God always, you see, this is what faith is. Faith means that we have confidence that God is able to do what he said he is going to do and that he is going to do it. Not only can he do it, but that he will do it. Hallelujah! And God has said that you will be the head and not the tail. God believes in you and we believe in you also. And you will do great things in life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You will leave a mark upon this earth. Because that's what Jesus said. He said, subdue the earth. Replenish it. Everywhere you go, make a difference. Praise the name of Jesus. Don't just be a passive Christian. Don't just be a passerby. Make a difference. Enforce the rules of the kingdom of God. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Now, by the grace of God, you know, we will have a very, very special service next Sunday. This coming week is going to be our consecration week or weekend, I believe. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday will be our 3-day consecration. And I believe that God has already given me something special for that Sunday service. Now, you want to be here. You want to be a part of that. Now, every time that we have these consecration services, we have a Friday night service instead of the Wednesday prayer meeting or Bible study. And I know some of you are excited about dialing in to the Wednesday service this week, but there will be no Wednesday service this week because we will have Friday service to start up our consecration. That's Friday night. You know, so there's still going to be opportunities for you to be a part of the Wednesday Bible service, Bible teachings and Bible class, and that will continue next week. You know, but this week we will have 3-day consecration starting on Friday and Saturday and Sunday. And we're going to have a very, very special service this coming Sunday. So I want everybody to be a part of that. And no matter where you are, no matter what you are doing, you make an effort to be here on Friday for that service. And that Friday service is going to be at 7 p.m. this Friday. And then next Sunday at 10 a.m., by the grace of God, we're going to have a very, very special service. And you don't want to miss that. Now throw up your hands and bless the name of the Lord as we close this service. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you the praise. And we give you the glory, Lord. Now we want you, Lord, to go with us this week. Because you have already blessed us. We want to walk in the blessings of the Lord. Hold your head up this week, folks. Because Jesus is your glory. And the lifter up of your head. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. Jesus is your glory. Praise God. And Jesus has called you healed of every ailment in your body. And no sickness, no disease can tell you otherwise. Jesus has called you blessed. Hallelujah. He said, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. So we thank the Lord and praise him for that. And this week, you all will have a very blessed week. Amen, people. I declare and decree it, and I speak that word into your life, that you are blessed and highly favored. And this week will be a very special week for all of you. And you will come back and give glory to the Lord. Now, let's share the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now. And forevermore. Amen. Now surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. I want you to say, I am blessed and highly favored. I am blessed and highly favored. And Jesus has said yes in my life. No one can say no. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. God bless you all. Have a wonderful week. We'll see you all on Friday. This Friday at 7 p.m.